information of engineering and science and math together. Over. The Olympics coming up in the near future and some sports that we'd like to watch in the evenings before we go to bed. Over. Some of the food is good in space and some of the food is not so good in space. It depends on sort of what you like. Most of the food is sort of like casseroles because it sticks together. We don't usually have that much bread, but we do have tortillas because we don't want to have too many crumbs flying all over the place. But generally the food is pretty good. Over. That's a good question, Rachel. Usually people don't break bones, luckily, because we don't have gravity and things don't fall on us or we don't fall off of things. So we haven't had that problem, but we do have a medical kit that we could help each other and make sure we brace the bone and try to heal it. And we have doctors on the ground that are remotely helping us in case we have any type of medical problem. Over. We do a lot of things in space. We build the space station, so we do a lot of spacewalks and use a robotic arm. We also do a lot of science experiments nowadays, particularly trying to find out what happens to the human body after long periods of time in space. We're also working on other material sciences and trying out new fuels and other types of things like that will help us build better spacecraft in the future. Over. Oh, I'm sure there are. I don't know all of my satellites that are out here, but there is hundreds of satellites in the sky that are orbiting our planet that we've put up. But I'm sure there's other things that are out there that are orbiting that we have an idea of where they are and how big they are, but maybe we don't know exactly what they are. Over. Well, I was a helicopter pilot in the Navy beforehand, and I was a test pilot. And when I learned what astronauts do, it's very similar to testing new ideas and inventions, sort of like being a test pilot. So it felt like something that was going to be natural. But we also up here do a lot of different things. We have medical doctors, veterinarians, engineers, scientists in the astronaut corps. So any of those things would lead somebody to want to maybe explore and understand a little bit more about space. Over. Some parts are scary, of course. You know, we're sitting on a rocket when we ride into space, and there's a lot of fuel and a lot of fire to get that rocket up into space. So part of that's a little scary. It's a little bit out of your control as the rocket is going. But once you get into space, it's not so scary. You start floating around. You never forget about its vacuum outside and with the spacecraft that we're flying in right now. Over. And Will, can you repeat your question one more time, please? Over. Interesting question. We don't always see shooting stars, but when you see shooting stars up here, they're really clear as they go into the atmosphere. Things that we're outside of the atmosphere, so as we're looking not only at shooting stars, but stars or the moon itself, they're not clouded by the fluid or the liquid in the atmosphere like we have from the ground. So things are a lot clearer up here, but when you see them. Over. Space is beautiful, actually. Here up on the International Space Station, we orbit the planet 16 times a day, so we see all sorts of sunrises and sunsets, which are absolutely gorgeous. Sometimes we fly over the northern, in the northern area where we see northern lights, and sometimes in the southern part of the Earth, see southern lights. All of it is really cool when you look out into the universe. Over. That's a good question, too. The International Space Station is a test bed. It's a laboratory, like I mentioned earlier. So we're doing all sorts of things, testing out equipment to allow us to build better spacecraft in the future. Hopefully, we're going to have a bigger rocket that will take us back to the moon, maybe to an asteroid one day, and maybe on to Mars. So that's your generation who will be doing that. Over. So this program is a long program. Personally, I'm happy to be a subject in the many exams and tests that we're doing up here. And personally, in the future, I hope we understand what exercise protocols, what types of food that people need to eat to allow them to be in space for long periods of time without losing bone density and muscle mass. Over. Well, that's an interesting question. I love Earth, of course. I miss my dog. I miss my family. I miss the beach. I miss the wind. But in space, it's pretty unique. It's just a period of time in my life, only 6 months at a time, where you get to float. Your hair stands on end. You get to enjoy cleaning upside down. You get to eat food as it's just floating around. So I think I love space probably just as much as I love Earth. Over. Can you say your questions one more time? Over. I couldn't hear your question. One more time. Over. Yes, I do have previous experience flying. I was a helicopter pilot in the military, and I had spent 6 months on the space station in 2007. Over. You know, I don't think I ever had a fear of flying. It's a little bit weird when you first take off, both on a rocket or in an airplane, when you first leave Earth. But you get over that fear, particularly, I think, when you get your hands on the controls and you know that you're controlling what's going on. So as soon as I learned how to fly myself, I think any fears I had went away. Over. Absolutely, you have to exercise in space. We have a bike, we have a treadmill, and we have a exercise device based on vacuum. And all of that to keep your cardiovascular system in shape for one thing, but more importantly is bone density goes away, so we need to load it by doing resistance exercises or working on the treadmill where you're actually pounding on the treadmill to keep your bones stimulated. This time I think it's only going to be about 4 months. Last time was 6 months, so usually it's between 4 and 6 months for any given crew up here on the International Space Station. Over. Good question. Last time when I came home, I really wanted pizza, because like I was saying earlier, we don't really have a lot of bread up here because it gets pretty crummy. And, you know, one of my